Do you know the best thing that you can do to save our country? There's a lot of things that you can do, but one thing that people do not consider is praying to the guardian angel of the United States. Did you even know that we had one? Now, in our tradition, this has been held by various mystics and saints who have seen this. Blessed Anne Catherine Emmerich would often talk about seeing a guardian angel of a particular church, a city, a country, a state, in different levels, along with us having an individual one. This one writer, Dionysius, who was this early church mystic, would begin talking about how the angels were arranged and what they would do, because if there's millions and billions of angels, they're obviously doing something along with worshiping God. We even see this in the apparitions to Our Lady of Fatima, where it speaks about the guardian angel of Portugal. In that particular case, he's also called the angel of peace. And for those of you that say, oh, well, this isn't biblical, it is in the Bible, where it talks about the protecting angel of Israel being Saint Michael the Archangel. And it's the presumption there is that if Israel has a protecting angel, so does every other country. And it makes sense that angels are protecting in kind of greater degrees, depending on however it is that they're created. So this is what you need to know about the guardian angel of America and how you can help him. So I was at Adoration the other day and I saw this book that said Deliverance Prayers to Save America. I picked it up and read it. At the very end, it explains how they started, what it's all about, and this particular vision that they used as part of the reason why they're doing this. Now, this is a book that's published by a company called The Mary Project. I first heard about them a long time ago when they were making CDs and tapes. Over the years, they've shifted and changed. And so here is what they have to say. Why these three particular prayers? And they speak about the, especially the Divine Mercy Chaplet, as along with some other prayers. The Mantle of Mary Project is clearly an engagement in spiritual warfare. The first prayers are traditional exorcism prayers for the laity, anchored in the Litany of the Precious Blood. These come from the Association of the Auxiliarum Christianorum, which is founded by Father Chad Rippinger, a well-known exorcist. These potent prayers and the association have received ecclesiastical approval. We encourage you to become a formal member of the Auxiliarum Christianorum at their website. The second prayer is a traditional Divine Mercy Chaplet. The chaplet has two crucial connections to the angelic realm. Recall how St. Thomas Aquinas explained that God assigns a high-level angel to every nation, city, and institution. So you heard it that from that authoritative saint that this is the case for those of you that are kind of naysayers. Now imagine the stature and might of the angel assigned to the United States, the most important nation in modern history. This intrepid angel is real, and he has many legions of the heavenly host assigned him. The guardian angel of America recently made a striking visitation to a man in California named Vince Segala. It is featured in our book, The Warning, which has received an imprimatur from Archbishop Ramon Arguelles. Here is an excerpt. I was asleep in bed with my wife. Suddenly I woke. At the entrance to our bathroom, adjoined to our room, was an enormous man. He was praying on both knees with his head lowered and his hands pressed together under his chin. Our vaulted ceilings are about 13 feet tall. Even so, the back of his head was grazing the ceiling, so the size of this creature when standing would have been at least 25 feet tall. His white ankle-length garment also glimmered with gold, and a solid gold-colored sash was wrapped around his waist. His hair was a color in between blonde and light brown, and his feet, also very large, but in proportion with the rest of his body, were strapped in brownish bronze woven sandals. I could plainly see a cut or bruise on his upper left cheek, and while his garment was beautiful, it was soiled and discolored from what appeared to be wounds underneath the fabric. He looked extremely sad and very tired. I was startled, to say the least, not only by his presence in my room, but by the sheer size. I jumped out of bed and quickly reached in my nightstand drawer to grab a firearm I keep in my room for protection. No sooner did I point the weapon in the creature's direction when he turned his head and looked at me, saying, "Please don't do that." At these words, a great calm came over me. I lowered the weapon to my side and just stared at him. His face was gentle, as were his eyes, but he still appeared heavy-hearted. He then said, "Tell the people to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy every day and to offer it in reparation for the sins committed by the United States." Then the visitation stopped. In the days that followed, through contemplation and prayer, I was shown that this being is a guardian angel of the United States, and he is losing the battle for our country to Satan and his demons. Our prayers, specifically the one he requested, strengthen not only him, but also all the angels who fight with him. He is petitioning us for help. I came to understand that we empower angels through our prayers, just as we empower demons with our sin. Vince recently told me that the very existence of our nation depends on our response to our angels' request. Now, those of you that are not living under a rock and are looking at the situation in our country, can see that truth. The very existence of our country depends on us assisting the guardian angel of our country. I suggest to you to listen to what I just read, to follow. Many of you already pray the chaplet. Pray it for him, with him, offer it to him, ask him to pray it with you. Whatever we can do, we must work as a team with the angels and have it be more than just this kind of vague belief that we have that they're out there, but we need to interact with them more directly for the salvation of our country. So many things that we can do. This is a powerful thing that you can add to your arsenal. My friends, let's help the guardian angel of the United States. May our country be blessed from on high with freedom, with purity, with grace, and this whole month of July, our country that stands for freedom, for greatness, for faith, and for so many other beautiful things. There's so much potential there, more than the sin that surrounds it. Let's fight for our country. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.